This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Vayechi, Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Vav, Umoylada Tucha, Asher Hoylada Tucha Achareihem Lecha Yiyu, Al Shem Achareihem Yikara'u Ben Achlasam. Yaakovino tells Yosef, Ephraim Umanashe, Keruvein Vishimon Yiyuli. Ephraim and Manasseh will be like from the Shvatim. But any children you have after them will be subsumed by the names of their brothers and will be called by their inheritance. So, I don't know if I ever realized before, but this pasuk is a very difficult pasuk. Why would Yaakov have to tell Yosef about an eventuality that would never happen? Yosef never had any more children. So if he never had any more children, why would Yaakov say, by the way, if you're going to have another kid named Fivel, Fivel is not going to be another Shevet. Fivel will be subsumed by Ephraim and Manasseh. Why should Yaakov tell Yosef, and why would it need to be recorded in the Torah about an eventuality that never happened? So, in the Sefer Taima Dekra, he brings an amazing pshat from his father, the Stipler. Says the Stipler, going to Baal Kilas Yaakov, the Torah does have to tell us about this eventuality, even though it would never happen. Why? Because let's imagine for a moment that Yosef would have another child. Let's say he would have a Fivel. Then it would come out that there would be three Yarshim who are on par with the other Shvatim, Ephraim, Manasseh, and this third son. So therefore, if that would be the case, even if Yosef does not have another child, Ephraim and Manasseh should get three chalakim. Why should they get three chalakim? One for Ephraim, one for Manasseh, and one for the chalak of Yosef. There's another chalak. Yosef has the koyach of another chalak. Since if he would have more children, they would inherit his chalak. So even if he doesn't have another child, there's still a third chalak there that is latent, so that ultimately Ephraim and Manasseh should each get one and a half. One for Ephraim. Ephraim gets his, Manasseh gets his, and they should both get Yosef's chelek. Meaning the question is, what would be if Yosef would have another child? If having another child would render that child equivalent to the Shvatim, that means Yosef has with him another chelek of Yerusha. So if that's the case, even if Yosef doesn't have another child, he still has one more Kayach HaYerusha. And therefore the Torah has to tell us, even if Yosef would have another child, that child would be subsumed by Ephraim and Manasseh. And therefore, if he doesn't have another child, that would remain the case that the Yarshim from Yosef is only a koyach of double Yerusha, but not a third chelek, because any child that could be born would be subsumed by Ephraim and Manasseh. This is the amazing pshat of the Stipler. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.